Welcome to this episode of the Inspired by Steve podcast, presented by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning professional speaker, author, and entertainer, Steve's ultimate goal is to inspire others to discover their greatest passions and make them part of everyday life. We hope you enjoy this week's program. And now, here's Steve Gamlin.
Hello and welcome to this week's Inspired by Steve podcast. It is my pleasure today to have another special guest. This is one of the most enjoyable parts of this for me, the recordings, is to have special guests. Basically, these are my friends that I'm trying to introduce to the world. And this is a recent friend. Her name is Diana Taylor, and she is a resident of the state of Florida. She is the owner, most people would say the CEO or the CFO. Diana is the top dog. That's her title, of a company called Pug at the Beach. They represent books, jewelry, and healing goods, all designed, created, and blessed by the sea. Diana, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here as part of the podcast.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, originally, you were from kind of the neck of the woods that I'm from. I live up in New Hampshire, and you've got some roots and ties here in New England as well.
Yes, I lived in New Hampshire for 25 years.
Let me guess, you got a little tired of those winters.
I did.
And you decided that Pug in a Snowbank was not as romantic sounding as maybe Pug at the Beach.
Pug at the Beach was always at the beach. I just took a little while to follow.
Yes. Now, your education, your roots are up here in New England. Would you care to share your educational background?
I have a BA in English and Science. I was actually at one time certified to teach English in four different sciences on the secondary level. So that's what my education is. But my background was more of a stay-at-home mom. And then when my kids went off to school, then it was time for me to explore my life. And part of that was just moving farther and the whole empty nest syndrome. Everybody goes through it. And I just decided to make a big jump and began the whole process of Pug at the Beach.
Nice.
And Pug at the Beach actually started a few years before I came down here, but it's changed the way that I work by living on the beach.
Now, looking at your business card here, Top Dog, I've got to ask you, what is your actual occupation?
I'm a writer.
Okay.
And I'm an illustrator as well. I do illustrate the Pug at the Beach books. And the way I describe the illustrations is that they're very simple. They're reminiscent of James Thurber. They're just simple line drawings. The new book will have color. I've decided to play and add joy into my work by adding color into the illustrations. And they also have a lot more palm trees now, because I don't need to Google palm trees anymore when I need to draw a palm tree. Now I just step outside and draw the ones that are out in the yard.
Nice. So a little realism to the art then.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Most people that I know that are currently doing something they really, really enjoy and they found their passion have always done other things that either led up to it or caused them to say, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go do this now. So what other careers have you had? What's part of your past?
I was an art teacher. I was a pharmacy tech and also a phlebotomist, the person who takes your blood. And that actually is the job that catapulted me into taking Pug to a bigger level, national level and international level.
How so?
I wound up that I was misdiagnosed with terminal cancer and given 6 months to live.
Wow.
When we found out that was a mistake, I was no longer welcomed at the hospital where I worked. And it was then my decision to leave that job. But then I needed to figure out what I wanted to do. So my daughter had said to me, why don't you take all of the writings that you've done, the Pug at the Beach Adventures, which I had been working on casually for many years, put them in a book and throw it out there, see who bites. Your thing is inspirational. It's motivational. People are moved to change their lives when they read your work. Just take the Pug at the Beach Adventures and do something on a bigger scale with it. So that's what I did. That was the catalyst to Pug at the Beach, was that misdiagnosis. Incidentally, it was a misdiagnosis. I never had cancer. It was an error on the lab's part.
You know, it's sad, and I'm so glad that it was a misdiagnosis. But when you look at some people's lives, it's sad that it can take something that serious to make you believe in a dream that has only maybe been a hobby because it wasn't real.
I think sometimes we need those big kick in the pants to propel us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I learned during that time, I was able to use in the Pug Adventures. And in fact, at some point, we will put out a book that is about Pug getting sick. He will get better. But I think that's an important thing for people to to be able to have access to is what do you do in times of adversity, whether it's illness or just any kind of life situation that you find yourself in adversity. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that later on.
I'm in my early 40s now, and I've had the real careers. I was in the radio industry for 10 years. I've been an entertainer for 16 years, a speaker for 5 years. What would you recommend now, as far as advice, for people that are just starting out, just getting out of college? Because if you watch the news, the whole traditional thing of, you know, get a good job with a good company, put your head down for 40 years and retire with a gold watch, that's gone.
Yeah, that really is.
What would you tell these people?
What I suggest to people is that they just follow their dreams. Follow what's in your heart. What do you love to do? Look at that and explore that. Can you do something with it? I mean, you and I talked before this recording began about having joy, finding fun, playing. That's mm-hmm. what Pug at the Beach is about. It's finding your joy in play every day and see if what you can do with that. Can you turn that into something? My belief is that if you follow your heart, the money will follow.
And when
you start the day with your intention, you know, I intend to create such and such in this particular day. I think when we live life with intention, then all of that happens at a faster pace.
Mm-hmm.
It flows easily.
And in reading the book, I love the stories of Pug. Pug at the Beach is Diana's book. Introduce us to Pug. What is Pug all about?
A little dog who lives on a beach. You know, people will often think that Pug at the Beach is about the breed. It's not about a breed. It's about a lifestyle. It's about this little dog who lives on the beach, and Pug is his name. He is a dog that is a dog, but he kind of has this dorsal fin for an ear and a really nice collection of surfing shorts. And from walking on the beach every day, he learns a lot about life, and then he shares those lessons of life with us. And I should tell you that it started out as a writing exercise. I had been working, writing essays for a small paper in Vermont, and I was kind of just fooling around, and I needed a writing exercise because in person I can kind of go on forever, but in my writing I like to keep it really concise. And I had gone to the bookstore looking for a book on writing exercise. I didn't see anything I liked. So I'd taken this little illustration of this dog, this pug, who was actually created in Key West, and I decided to play with it, took the illustration and said, okay, how can I give him a story? And just to make it interesting, I'll make the story 100 words in 3 sentences, grammatically correct and easily read sentences. So if you look at the book that you have and you look at all of those adventures, they are only 3 sentences each. So that's how he came to be, and that's who he is and what he is.
And it's funny, I had the book open to page 30, which is my favorite of all the quotes. Look for the magic in the mundane, live honestly and passionately, and my favorite part, make music a part of every day.
Yeah, there is a magic in music, and it must be on some primordial level, but there is certainly a magic in it.
Who do you like to listen to? Who do you find inspiring when it comes to music, when you want to write, when you want to enjoy, or when you just want to relax?
Well, these days I'm listening to Bruce Colburn. Breakfast in New Orleans is the CD that I actually just turned off before we began speaking. For creativity, if I need to draw, I usually listen to Bach. And lately, it's really a whole lot of fun. It's not quite music, but I've been listening to Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, on up there in your neck of the woods in Boston.
Yes.
The Car Talk guys.
Yes.
And that whole series of NPR shows that come on Saturday and Sunday mornings and afternoons.
And as with everybody else, we try to inspire other people. Who inspires you?
Well, my writing mentor is a French writer, Guy de Maupassant. He was a student of Flaubert. He's very concise. His short stories were usually less than 2,000 words. Richard Branson of Virgin Atlantic, he is my business mentor. And also, my daughter. I have a 19-year-old daughter who inspires me to keep going. It's kind of a mutual thing. We inspire each other, but she's a wise old soul, and she's got a lot of good advice. It tells me that she's been listening to me as her mother when she starts giving me back my own advice.
And there are just some days we don't even want to hear our own advice.
And I get that, too. People, I'll be in a conundrum of some sort, and I'll mention it to someone, and they will always say to me, Diana, I think it's time for you to go back and read your own book.
Every once in a while, I actually go back and read my own books. And it's funny, when you go back and read it as a reader, I think you appreciate it at a whole other level. And you say, you know what? Yeah, I need to listen to myself here.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Now, do you have a favorite quote?
I have a number of favorite quotes. I think the one that I really like lately is the one, and I forget exactly how it reads, but it's like, every blade of grass has an angel that bends over it and whispers, grow, grow. I really like that one.
Nice.
We all need that kind of whisper in our ears that says, you can do this.
Right.
I'm working on actually a new project in which all throughout the website are different quotes, inspirational quotes, and I put it on there.
I like that a lot. Laughter is a big part of every day. It is for me. I've been a stand-up comic for about a little over 5 years. I just love to make people laugh. What makes you laugh, and what would make Pug laugh? What makes Pug happy as well?
Well, Pug is happy when he's doing anything on the beach,
mm-hmm.
looking at everybody playing and enjoying lives. Me, lately, I actually got a little dog. I wound up adopting this little dog, a rescue dog, and he's 10 pounds, and he just brings me such joy. I've waited a long time to have a dog. And the antics that he pulls, I mean, we ride down to the beach every day. He sits in the basket on the front of my bicycle, and his ears, just as I generate a breeze from riding the bicycle, his ears just blow in the wind. And he is my little laughter machine.
I love that. See, I have an oversized laughter machine. We have a 68-pound Springer Spaniel named Damon, who hangs around in the recording studio here with me pretty much every day. I have to kick him out when I'm doing these recordings, because if the doorbell rings upstairs, all you're going to hear is Springer Spaniel barking.
I had the same thing. I put a sign up on the door that said, please do not knock. We are interviewing right now.
I've had to edit Damon out. I think he just likes to be heard.
Well, we don't like to be heard.
Yeah.
It's important that our voice is heard.
And I am noticing we're running a little bit out of time, Diana. I would love to have you tell the listeners how they can reach you, how they can learn more about you, and how they can learn more about Pug at the Beach, as well as your upcoming projects.
What you can do is go to my website. I have a number of websites. One is pugatthebeach.com. The alternate address for that is my blog, which is 007pug.com, 007 like the James Bond, Secret Agent Pug. And you can always write to me at Pug at the Beach. The address is on the website. And as far as my projects, I'm working on the second book. That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to have that out by November. I'm thinking that I want to do it in connection with my birthday.
Excellent.
It's something really special.
Diana, it has been a pleasure. And I certainly look forward to talking with you again at some point in the future as the projects develop, as we learn more about Pug, and have you on as a guest with me again.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me. It was such a joy.
You're very welcome.
We hope you enjoyed this recording. For more information on booking Steve Gamlin as a speaker, purchasing copies of his latest book, 20 to Life in a Good Way, or viewing Steve's upcoming seminar schedule, please visit www.inspiredbysteve.com. If you have an idea you would like to share for future podcasts, please send an email to steve@inspiredbysteve.com.